Floriculture and wheat crops increase. Thanks for being with us, everyone. I'm Lee Maddox with today's Accent on Agriculture. According to a recent survey conducted by USDA's National Ag Statistics Service, the Tennessee Field Office, Tennessee's 2005 expanded wholesale value of floriculture crops was up 31% from the revised 2004 value. The total crop wholesale value from 174 growers with $10,000 in sales or more was estimated at $55.5 million for 2005. That's up from $42.4 million from growers in 2004. Well, Tennessee's 2006 winter wheat production is forecast at 10.6 million bushels. That's up 27% from last year. The state's average yield is forecast at a record-tying 56 bushels per acre, unchanged from last year. Tennessee farmers seeded 300,000 acres of winter wheat last fall, 60,000 more than the previous year, and the first acreage increase since 2000. Wheat producers expect to harvest 190,000 acres for grain. That's 40,000 more than a year ago. The remaining 110,000 acres are used as a cover crop or will be harvested for hay or silage. Well, hay stocks on Tennessee farms totaled 742,000 tons on May 1st. That's down 28% from last year. Hay supplies have been short to adequate going into the winter months as a result of a relatively dry growing season. Many livestock producers were forced to feed hay sooner than normal in the fall and early winter due to the lack of available grazing from pastures. Well, many folks are wondering just how much cotton and soybeans will be planted this year. What impact will high fuel and fertilizer prices have on Tennessee agriculture? And to answer these and many other questions, the Tennessee Ag Statistics Service will have their interviewers contact a sample of ag producers during late May through mid-June, and this will give the first clear indication of the potential production of our major commodities in the state. Have a safe day. Join us tomorrow on the TRN.